Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there. What's up? I'm so happy you're here today. Can I share something with you? So before I record podcasts, this is just one of those things that I do to get myself in the right mindset. And I recommend you do this too. When you have work to do, review something that confirms for you that your work matters. Maybe it's an email from a customer. Maybe it's the last review you got from your boss. Maybe it's a text message that you've saved to your phone, but just review something, a message, something in writing, some type of evidence that what you're doing really matters. Because that's what I do before I start any of my podcasts, whether it's The Shalene Show, the show I have in the health category, it's kind of a life coaching show, or Build Your Tribe. So I first go to iTunes and I check out the latest reviews, and then I jump on SpeakPipe. And I listen to the latest messages. So I'm so excited because this is the very first message I listened to today. And I'm like, okay, done. I just need to hit record right now because a message like this just confirms for me, you know, standing in this little tiny podcasting room and talking into a microphone, spending the time that I do in developing and creating these online academies to teach people how to do stuff that they just don't teach you in college. I mean, they don't teach this stuff in business school. You can get your MBA and they don't teach you this stuff. And so to get a message like this is just so cool and it's so confirming. And I wanted to share it with you.
Hi, Shalene. My name is Jane Wilson. I'm in the Marketing Impact Academies. Everything that I've been working on has come to fruition.
Okay, so let me give you the backstory on this one. Jane had been a franchisee, part of a franchise organization, for over 8 years. She felt like she had given them her very best work and done everything in her power to grow the franchise, but she really wanted to help women get fit online in the form of an academy. The franchise rejected her idea. And that might just have been a blessing.
January of this year, I created my plan to leave the franchise. And it took about 5 months. And I did it. And I walked away from the franchise. And today, I'm launching my website. And the new signs are going up on my studio. I thank you so much. My business is now called Pole Fit Nation. And this is it. This is my own place. This is my own work. I'm not paying royalties. I've been paying myself. And I am free. And thank you. This has been the best day ever.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. You can hear it in your voice. I love when you said I'm free. Like, when I think about my own definition of success, that word definitely comes to mind. I need freedom. You know, I think everyone defines their success differently. Some of you prefer structure and you feel more freedom when you're working for someone else, but just really being able to hone your craft. I think it's different for all of us, but I could just really sense in that message that you are happy, sister, and that makes me happy. So congratulations. And I'm delighted that in some small way I've been a part of it, but the credit goes to you and the credit goes to each of us. We have to wake up each day and decide what we need to do next to take our business or our life to the place where we want to go next. And you can't do that unless you've sat down and you've like really mapped it out. Like, where do you want to be, generally speaking? And I often tell people to think less about where you want to be and think more about what you want to feel. Like, what do you want to feel? I like to feel freedom. I like to feel creativity. I like to feel joy. I like to feel purpose. I like to feel that I have control over my day, my environment, the things that I do and the people that I do them with. But I also like to feel challenge. I like to feel that heart pumping, you know, deadline. I love helping people. And that's what Build Your Tribe is all about. So if you're new to Build Your Tribe, this is a podcast dedicated to your questions about building your business. Specifically, of course, building your tribe, because that's what an online business is really about. It's more than an online business, in my opinion. It's finding like-minded people online, and that's a tribe. That's what I call your lifer. And in most Build Your Tribe episodes, I have a co-host, and the co-host is you. So let's get to your questions.
Hi, Shalene. This is Karen Richardson from the UK. I'm a member of your Marketing Impact Academy. And my question for you is this. Now, I've become a little bit stuck. And the main reason for that is everything I need to do, like set up my opt-in page and the CRM management systems, they all require a monthly subscription. And I'm just finding it really hard to get past this mental block with regard to the finances. How did you get past that mental block? How did you get into the mindset of that it's okay to carry on spending money? I would really love to hear from you. I absolutely love everything you do. I listen to all your podcasts and I'm really excited to be a part of the Academy.
Karen, you are not alone. So many of us struggle with this question, especially early in the development of your business. You know, you've got this debt, you're not making money per se yet, or maybe you are, but it's just not enough. Or maybe you're making money, but you still are trying to figure out where you're supposed to spend your money. This is difficult because you hear like, oh, if you just do this, or you take this academy, or if you buy this software, or if you redesign your website. And the challenge for so many people is they never take these ideas and put them on paper. When you put your thoughts and your ideas on paper, when you literally write them out in your own handwriting, now I'm okay with you typing them out, but there's just so much psychology to support the process of actually using your own handwriting to put these thoughts down on paper. And when you do that, the value, the priority, the answer that you're looking for will reveal itself. Those things don't show up in thought. So your thoughts are kind of like writing with invisible ink. The thought disappears the moment a new thought enters into your brain, which is like every 2 seconds. The answers are never clear because thinking about these things is the equivalent of writing it in invisible ink. The problem is that most people never sit down and write down all of these options on paper. You've heard me say it before, but clarity doesn't come until you put it down on paper, pen and paper. So if I were you, everyone who's listening, anything you think right now you need to do with your business, that thing that might be holding you back, or even just a fleeting thought that, man, we really need to hire a virtual assistant, or maybe the next thing we need to do is redesign our website so it's actually showing up in Google searches, and we've got to get mobile responsive, and we need a better email management system. There's like so many things all of us can be doing with our business. The problem is we let it bounce around in our heads and we never sort it out and give it a priority. So here's what we're going to do. Take out a pen and a piece of paper and just brainstorm. List everything that pops into your mind that you think you need to do for your business. And then everything that you've been told you should do for your business. And then things that are long-term and things that are short. I mean, just get it all out on paper. That's step one. Step two is to recognize you've got to invest in your business. As Walt Disney once said, it takes a lot of money to make these dreams come true. As my husband, Brett Johnson, likes to say, and I think he got this from a rap song, I'm not sure if I can really give him credit, but he likes to say, scared money don't make money. And that's the truth. The more money you're willing to invest in your business, the better the returns are. However, having said that, we all know someone who just pours money into their business and they go further and further in debt because they've never gone through this exercise. So step one is the brainstorm. Step two is the mindset. You've got to invest your money in your business. Don't burn money, though. Don't throw it in a fireplace. Don't spend money thinking it's going to make you money. You've got to invest in your business. So here's step three. Step three is you look at that list and you ask yourself, which of these is going to be the most valuable and needs to be done first? Bottom line is if you are in any type of online business, y'all, I don't know how many times I can say this. It makes me want to like punch an imaginary punching bag because it makes me sad. It makes me frustrated. And it makes me also want to say, I told you so. You need an email list. Everybody does. And that means you need to invest in a provider who can manage that for you. It's a software system. It's a program. It is a place where all of your emails, the addresses that come in, will be categorized, hopefully, according to where they came in. So you can really start to segment your list, not just collect all of these emails in one location, but be able to segment them so you know, okay, these are the people who are interested in fitness. These are the people who came to me from my chiropractic care. These are the people who just opted into my newsletter. These are the people who read my blog, which is mainly about gardening. Like, if you're all over the place, all the more reason why it's very powerful to have an email provider service. We sometimes refer to it as a CRM or email management program. I mean, there's lots of acronyms. Bottom line, we're talking about programs like AWeber, MailChimp, Infusionsoft, iContact. And yeah, there's plenty of free ones out there, but no, you need an email management system, a provider. These are programs that when somebody lands on your website, when they opt into your free gift, when they subscribe to your blog, when they visit your video series, when they read your newsletter, they are opting in and becoming part of your family. They're subscribing, if you will. They're providing you an email address. And sometimes it's not even a subscription. They're not subscribing to your blog or to a newsletter. They're just giving you their email address in exchange for whatever it is you've promised them. For me, I just can't think of anyone who could be listening. I mean, I'm sure there's an example, but 98% of you, if you're going to invest in something, it is an email provider. And most of them do have a free service. That's the way to get familiar with it. Why not? Like, at a minimum, you need that. But ultimately, you will need to up the ante and invest in a program that allows you to track when people came in so you can see if they're opening up your follow-up emails and what brought them to your website. Was it a freemium? Was it the newsletter? Are they subscribing to your blog? So you can actually start to manage and control this relationship and know what people are still like in this with you, like want to go to the next level, want to buy your products. That's number one. Number two is, I would say, you've just got to make sure that you are investing in people. I would have to say that's the number one thing. People think they're saving money and they're not. They're costing themselves money. They're going further in debt because they're stressing themselves out. They're working too hard, too long, trying to figure out things that they're not good at. They're spending so much time redoing things because they're not an expert at it. And they think they're saving themselves time. The best investment you can make is in people. And if you haven't listened to my previous episodes on hiring virtual staff, you can get amazing people, like amazing people. Anywhere from $2 to $4 per hour in other parts of the country who speak fluent English, who are exceptionally bright and talented and devoted and want to work online. Now, you've got to give them the ability to do their job and you still have to work with them initially. But that type of investment, and let's say we're not talking about someone who's just going through your emails, but you need somebody who can code your website or perhaps do some of the technical things that aren't your strong suit, but you're trying to figure it out yourself, well, maybe you pay someone $20 an hour to do that, but it's costing you $100 an hour right now with you trying to do it, because that's your rate if you just focus on what you yourself can do in your business. Like, if you just do what only you can do in your business, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, your value is $100 an hour. Well, if then you are trying to figure out how to do something else to save yourself $25 an hour, do you get it? Like, you don't have to be a mathematician to realize you're costing yourself an extra $75 per hour if there's an expert out there who will do it for $25. But you got to be willing to do this. Scared money don't make money. You have to be willing to invest in the things that are, listen to me very closely, valuable. Now, my last piece of advice to all of you is, have a business mentor. I have friends who've been in business for 10 and 15 years, and they will still be just about to pull the trigger on a very costly investment. And because we are part of a mastermind, we can say to each other, does this make sense? And bounce that idea off of each other. And oftentimes, you'll get the best advice from people who will say, you know what, we did that. You don't need to do that. Do this instead. Or that is an incredible investment. I would highly recommend it. So if you're new, or if you sometimes wonder if this is the right investment to make, get yourself either a business coach or into a phenomenal mentorship program. And if none of those are available, then I highly encourage each of you to be a part of a mastermind. Either form your own or find one that you can get invited to, because it's worth its weight in gold. Just having another person's opinion And they don't have to be, in fact, they shouldn't even be people in your industry. I personally think the most valuable masterminds are when you've got a collection of really creative, business-minded folks, each of whom are in a little different industry. They'll give you a fresh perspective. They will help you see things from someone else's eyes, a different viewpoint, and that's invaluable. No matter the size of your business or how long you've been at this, this is something we all face. I faced it this week, just deciding, okay, what specifically do I need to invest my money in? Nonetheless, it's even more difficult, it's harder to do, and it requires more courage when you're not even in the black yet, you're in the red. And I've shared with you in past podcasts, I mean, there's a time when Brett and I were deeply in debt. That was the toughest time to make these decisions. It was also the most critical time because we were just going to go further and further in debt if we didn't figure out where we needed to invest our money into our business. And we had to do that when we were way, way, way below zero. So I get it. I can speak to this from both perspectives. So let me summarize. Number one, inventory, all the things you think you need right now for your business in order to take it to the next level. Number two, adopt a very courageous attitude about investing in your business. Number three, determine by putting pen to paper which things you believe on a preliminary scan are going to be the most valuable and immediate investment for the success of your business. Number four, do your research before you plop down your paycheck or your green. Do your research before you invest your money. Never operate from a place of emotion, like, you know, a really great sales pitch or someone who's, you know, very excited about something they've just invested in. Don't act yet. Go slow. Gather facts. Research. Use research based on not just your own opinion or your own emotion, but the opinions of those you trust. And most importantly, those who are currently where you plan to be next. You have to plan to be there. Expect it. Because if you don't expect to be there, you're probably not going to be. I mean, expect huge things. Expect great things for your business. Think bigger. Think outside the box. Be creative. I want you to have this crazy, ridiculous, amazingly fun-filled life. And it involves your business and it involves all of your unbelievable daydreams. It's your dreams come true. I mean, you have to picture it. You have to be able to see it to make that possible. And then you've got to believe it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. Your reviews, your feedback, they mean the world to me. They get me pumped up every time I record a show. And for those of you who are still hoping to become members of the Marketing Impact Academy, yes, we are currently closed at this moment. However, if you would like to be considered for a monthly drawing that we do, all you have to do is write a review. Write a review for the show. Use the hashtag IWantMIA and we will select one random reviewer each month to receive a lifetime membership to the Marketing Impact Academy. And as always, my promise to you is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video. where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.